Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
So we've done a pretty good job about not talking about politics, even though it's election day here. In a couple of seconds, we're going to be doing our political attack ads for each other. Immediately when we said to you guys, look, we're not talking about politics. You know, we want this to be a safe haven. You guys are like, that's fine. But you got to bring back your political attack ads for each other. So we'll play those in just a couple of minutes.
Duh. How could we not?
Right. I will just say this also, and I'm having a hard time staying with my own rule about not talking about politics, just making some observations.
Yeah, you are.
I am today. It makes it so difficult to see the other person's side now. And I think a lot of this has to do with social media. Get so caught up in one algorithm, yeah. Right? If you just click on one video, that it starts feeding you the same stuff, that when you've got friends that don't see the world the same way you do, their view is so different that I've tried to break the algorithm and specifically like search for things that I normally wouldn't to get the other side. And you can't even do it.
I've tried to do the same exact thing because it's so dangerous. Like, if you don't realize that you're being fed the information that you already have, you don't even realize how you're not getting both sides. And it's practically impossible, I think, to break the algorithm.
Prime example of this, I was on social media yesterday. I'm on Instagram and I'm like checking everybody's Insta stories, right? And they just roll from one right into the next one. Mm-hmm. So there's one friend posting a story about ballots and it obviously had one skew. And then the very next slide was a different friend posting the same story about the ballots, but a completely different skew. And I'm just like, which one's right?
Yeah. And it feels to me in a lot of cases now, there's nowhere to run and nowhere to hide to get anything objective at all. You got to watch this network and they're clearly for one candidate. Then you got to watch the other network where they are clearly for a candidate. And there are very few places to go that are having free thinking debate where you can go, oh, okay, I can see that point. I can see that point. Because I know I have some friends that I really consider very, very smart people. And they see the world so differently than I am lately. I'm just like, I don't trust my own instinct anymore because I know they're smarter than I am.
And something that kind of like broke my heart a little bit. Have you seen what Washington, D.C. looks like right now?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh.
Are they boarding up stuff?
Boarding up buildings, the tall fences around buildings. Like, it almost looks like they're preparing. This is definitely an exaggeration, and I own it. But it's like they're preparing for a war zone.
It's dystopian.
Yes.
I hate it.
Dystopian is the perfect. Because I was watching, and I'm like, what? And I mean, literally, all the glass has been completely boarded up.
Maybe they hid better in the past, but I was a little bit startled by the amount of police presence at my precinct when I voted a couple of days ago.
I didn't see any at mine.
Yeah. I did. It was more than I've ever seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy, right? All right. Enough. So our political attack ads. Now, keep in mind, if you have never heard these before, these are in jest of each other. OK, because I know a lot of you guys like to look between the lines and go, oh, clearly they don't like each other. We drew names for each other. So it's not like I'm like, oh, I want to attack Abby.
I do have a question, though, because these are like supposed to be 60-second attack ads. Mo.
Huh?
Why are you going in for two whole minutes?
Man, maybe it is personal. Maybe I'm taking this back.
I promise y'all, I looked at the times and was like, oh, I might have went a little too long.
You had a lot to say.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it was going to be that long.
Yours was an infomercial.
My bad, bro.
I'm like, dude.
I was like, damn.
You got some stuff you got to get off the chest?
I was trying to make you do it.
He's ready for it to be the Mo show.
I thought mine was going to be the shortest.
All right, so when we drew, Mo drew me, so his attack ad will be towards me. Abby wrote one for Kristen. Kristen wrote one for Mo, and I wrote one for Abby. So we are starting with Mo's political attack ad for me. Stick around because it's 2 minutes long.
Bert Weiss is not the change we need. When asked about his stance on the importance of diversity in our country, he simply replied,
"Yay, Weiss!"
He's not just hitting the campaign trail. He's hitting below the belt.
I hit a senior citizen man right in the D.
While you're looking for a leader, Bert's just looking for a good time with a side of bad decisions.
My favorite thing to do at Halloween is probably have sex with some skank.
When considering whether you should vote for Bert Weiss, remember, he's not just running for office. He's also running from his past.
It's just itching down there.
Bert's idea of political competition? A game of Survivor without the immunity idol.
Can I kill someone?
Bert Weiss has no problem discriminating. The only candidate with a belly button controversy as deep as his policies.
The first time you see an Audi, it's startling.
You can't trust anything that comes out of the mouth of a man who doesn't care what he puts in it.
They're all jamming into my mouth.
When asked if there was anything Bert has ever been passionate about in his life, his response said it all.
Sometimes porn growing up.
Can we trust a guy who thinks adult education means something entirely different?
It's like a vagina that can't commit.
And we can't afford to commit to Bert Weiss. When his advisors asked him to tone it down on the sexual jokes and focus on his campaign, he responded by inquiring about the whereabouts of his advisors' private parts.
Where'd you go?
Bert Weiss. The only thing he's accountable for is being unaccountable. Vote for a candidate who knows how to lead.
Well, you guys got your money's worth this week.
Well done. Well done.
Nice job. Nice job. I also want to remind people that all of these clips you hear are things we've actually said on the air.
Or off the air. And taken out of context.
Right. Katie, I believe all of this stuff has been said on air, correct?
I believe so.
Oh, no. Some of Abby's I took off the air. Yeah, it was recorded off the air.
Birthwise.
No, Tommy said it was fair game. These are just the clips that came to me.
Abby, you're so screwed.
I can't wait for yours. Oh, man.
All right. Abby's political attack ad for Kristen.
This was a little tough.
Kristen Klingscher.
Go ahead. I was just going to say it's tough. Kristen talks a lot about poop. Go ahead.
Kristen Klingshern's squeaky clean image is all a lie.
I've done things in my past that I'm not happy of, but it's who I am.
Displaying promiscuous behavior with random men, like last week when she was
f***ing some dude off.
But won't even give it up to her own husband.
I'm not getting on my knees. They're shot.
If she's disrespecting the sanctity of her own marriage, she won't have respect for anyone else's. When she was asked about gay marriage during Pride Month, she said,
"Before, I had pride. Now I don't have any."
Homophobic much? If it's not her marriage that reeks of shit, maybe it's your golden shower kink.
Oh, I have been urinating on myself for quite some time.
Yuck. Remember, a vote for Kristen is a vote against common decency.
I love poop. Well played, Abigail.
Okay. Yeah.
Well played.
Plenty of material. All right.
Yes.
Kristen, you want to comment on your attack ad for Mo before we play it?
You're welcome.
Mo Mitchell will destroy our country, just like he's destroyed his nasal passages.
Give me the drugs.
I take the drugs.
His drug problem is the least of our worries. He frequents brothels to, quote, unquote, support single moms.
Put you jump in the hole and just wait for whatever happens?
Excuse me?
Put you jump in the hole.
The man couldn't even be bothered to visit a sick child in the hospital.
I don't need to see you. You don't need to see me.
Shame. When asked about world peace, Mo said,
I've always thought, like, that's the most foolish thing.
A teacher asked him for one singular piece of paper, and Mo exclaimed,
she just asking for too much.
He ran a stop sign and hit a school bus full of children. His excuse?
Probably because I don't like reading.
Mo Mitchell is the worst. When it comes to Mo, vote no.
I'm Kristen Klainger, and I approve this message.
Well done. Very well done.
There are sometimes I hear the clips, and I'm like, I never remember. Remember him saying
exactly that. Yeah. I don't remember half of that.
Yeah. No, you said you take the drugs.
Abby said that she takes the drugs also. This is my political attack ad for Abby.
Abby Murphy might be a lot of things, but a serious candidate for public office is not one of them. Will she even realize that she's been elected?
I like smoking pot a lot.
Even during the few minutes she isn't high, Abby doesn't seem to grasp any reality.
But I know sometimes you gotta pretty yourself up more than you gotta ugly yourself down or ugly yourself up, whatever it is.
She doesn't take the issues seriously. Remember the time she finally got meetings in the White House to discuss what she called America's biggest concerns? What did she and Kamala talk about?
We were talking about what each other's vaginas look like.
And while she wouldn't reveal the details of her secret meetings with President Biden, she had no problem boasting these lies.
But I have seen his penis.
What?
Hey,
so
yo.
Many times.
The one positive we can say about Abby Murphy, she's very self-aware.
Deep down, I'm pretty stupid.
This is Abby Murphy.
Penis. Penis. Penis.
Sponsored by For the Love of God, Don't Vote for Abby Murphy. We're pretty sure even Abby Murphy would approve this message.
Deep down, I'm pretty stupid. Oh, I do not remember the penis comment.
I think that was a one-off the year, baby.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was great.
Y'all, job well done.
Well done. Yes,
well done.
You did our country proud today. Now get out and vote.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.